those of us that grew up in the 60s, those of us that went into military and fought, we weren't that much different than the kids that stayed home. But we weren't accepted by our peers. We weren't accepted by our fathers and grandfathers. We lost our war. They won theirs. They looked at us and didn't know what to make of us. They thought we were crazy. The American Legion, the DAV, they didn't want any part of us. You know, we were abandoned by our whole country. It was expressed by the films that came out at the time that portrayed us all as crazed killers. The VA hospitals were at their very low point of service. They weren't equipped to handle us. The GI Bill that our fathers had from World War II, where basically you get into the best school you can get into and your tuition was paid, that wasn't the way it worked for us. There was a set amount, and that was it. So if you took 12 credits at City College, this is what you got. And if you took 12 credits at Harvard, that's what you got. The elite schools were kicking ROTC off the campus. They weren't welcoming veterans, where today you can't find an Ivy League school that doesn't have an open door for veterans. Columbia advertises how veterans-friendly it is. The City University of New York system has full-time veterans coordinators on every campus. Veterans are welcomed. When I finally came out and applied to go to Pace, they told me I had to take the SATs. I hadn't sat in a classroom in 9 years. So I went and took the SATs, and I couldn't even get into high school with those SAT scores. But in 1973, Pace instituted an open admissions policy that any veteran can get in. So I eventually got into Pace. I was up here living in New York with my wife and kids, and I was a disabled vet. It's not something I really talk about that much. Because I was disabled, I actually fell under a different portion of the GI Bill. So I had my full tuition paid at Pace, plus I got a living allowance. So I went to school for the first year full time because we were able to pay for the apartment out of the living allowance. Tuition was paid. And even though I was a full-time student, I took most of my classes in the evening with the people that had jobs. But my wife was home with the kids, and she made friends with the other girls our age or a little younger that had kids. And they hung out together. And all these women, they always thought, you know, that because they were friends that the men would get along. But I couldn't get along with these men. None of them had served. They all were out in the working world already. It's like, okay, he's on with their career. They're on with their career. They're getting ready to buy a house. And I'm struggling here. I hate it. I didn't have anything to say to these people. So one night we had some people over. And she had this friend she was very close with. Husband was an accountant. And I was studying accountant at Pace. So we're sitting around. So he says, "You don't work, do you?" I said, "No." I said, "I go to school." "So how do you pay for the apartment and everything?" I said, "Because I get a grant from the VA." He says, "So just because you was in Vietnam, so we got to pay for you?" Before I could say anything, because I had a very bad temper, she just looked at her friend and said, "Take your husband and get out of my fucking house. Don't ever come back." So that's how we were treated. That's how we looked now. Nobody ever welcomed me home for the first 20 years. They'd have been happy to see me go back. Yeah.